Hi, this is Larry Becker from Radio Free Albany, and we're doing an interview with Tyshawn Gulston of Hitta's Boxing Club. And we're on location at Grand Street Community Arts, 68 Grand Street, Albany, New York, which is the location of the boxing club. Let me ask you this, Tyshawn, before you started your business, did you have a background in boxing?
I've been boxing all my life, off and on. I mean, I was in the gym a young kid. My father was a professional, so I was boxing off and on. I didn't start taking it seriously till about 15, and after, you know, maybe from 15 to, I had my last fight at 33, and, you know, like I said, I was never 100% dedicated to competition, but I was always training in it all the time, always helping out in the gyms.
What inspired you to start your own boxing club?
First, I was still training, and my son started boxing, and there were certain things that were going on, like, I want to say, more politically than anything, you know, and I wanted to really bring him above and beyond the regular things that were going on. I didn't just want to settle for the norm, and I kind of felt like where I was at, I was like the big fish in a small tank.
Okay. And what was it like getting the club started?
Opposition after opposition, man. Obstacle after obstacle.
Like, who was setting up the obstacle?
I mean, life in general. And mm-hmm. it was, the city has a program already, so it was kind of in, you know, when you're trying to do something and it's already a program going, it's hard to get people to support something and they already got something going. I felt that the results that we were getting spoke for themselves, but it was still hard to get funding to help get people to, you know, want to push the program.
What age groups do you work with?
Well, I take them at ages 8 to, well, I take them a little younger than that. I take them at 8 to compete, but I take them at 5 for personal training.
Wow.
You know, at 5 years old.
That's great. How do you think most of the boxers or the parents or of the kids, how do they find out about you?
Well, a lot of them find out through social media. A lot of them know about through word of mouth. Program's growing.
If they wanted to go on social media, what would they go to? What site would they go to?
A lot of people, you can find me under Hitta's Boxing Club.
And how would you spell that?
H-I-T-T-A-Z, Boxing Club. You could also hit me up on Tide Tracks under Facebook, T-Y space T-R-A-X. Contact me directly about how to get your kids in the program, how to get them started.
Did you have, was your dad a mentor to inspire you to get into boxing?
Yeah, well, my father was one of the main reasons I'm into boxing. You know, like I said, my father boxed when I was young, so I seen it young. And he never pressured me to fight, but he always wanted to show me the art of it and made sure, you know, I was always sharp. So when I did it, he wanted me to be 150%, not 100%.
Shoot high, right? Shoot high, definitely. What kind of training regime do you do at Hitta's?
Well, the training regimen is different for all different level fighters. Like, my novice fighters will have a different training regimen than my elite fighters. And what I mean by that is when they come in the gym, I work them on basic fundamentals for the first few weeks, where we might just work on the jab and the right hand and stepping in and stepping out for the first couple of weeks, just till they get that down and I have a foundation with them. The more elite fighters, we might work on, you know, pivots, flurrying, you know, adding tricks to the arsenal after we've learned the basics. So for each level fighter is a different training regimen. And I think as my job as a coach is understanding where they belong and what they belong doing to keep on winning the fights and winning the competitions.
Okay. So you're African-American. Mm-hmm. Do you run into any racism around your business?
Not more politics than racism. I know racism exists, but a lot of time it's when you feed into it or you play into it. But more or less for me, it's more political than anything. You know, to me, the political is the big racism to me, the politics that's involved with, you know, like I said, trying to get your business to the forefront, especially when there's another competitor that might have, you know, different avenues to promote and advertise than you have, and even the funds. So
yeah, sometimes the doors aren't opening, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
you know, certain things I would like to do that the powers that be, I don't think they'll let happen. Like, I would like to throw a show, you know, a big boxing show down at, you know, Lincoln Park in the middle of the park or at the softball field. those are things that I've been, you know, trying to do and I want to do, but they're not actually coming together for me, you know, so.
Not yet.
But I have other things in the making, so.
Okay. So I tried to do a little homework here on the benefits of boxing. I'm going to wait till the truck goes by there. So, like, if you wanted to sell the art of boxing to parents, what would you say the benefit was to the kids?
Well, first, I think that getting them involved in a group activity where they learn, you know, how to be a part of a program first. And I had kids that come in that I know that they're not going to be competition boxers, or some of them don't even like the fact of being in a fight. But when those kids come in, day out, and they start to learn the program, they become involved with the program to where if they feel like they missed a day, they miss something.
Yeah.
So, first of all, they become part of a team. Secondly, they get the confidence that they need to believe in themselves. I have some kids that are getting bullied, and, you know, we teach them self-defense. That's the main thing, you know,
yeah.
Self-defense to defend themselves, never to go out there and, you know, use it if they don't have to. But, you know, to learn how to defend themselves, we teach them the proper technique. And like I said, I feel like it's the team atmosphere. A lot of these kids come here also to be around their friends. And the main reason why I do the program is to show them something different than what they're seeing, the norm in the community every day. So my program is, I call a lot of these programs dead-end programs because there's no outlet. After you do what you do every day and you reach your goal, there's no prize in the end. You know, the kids know that if you meet the requirements and you do what you have to do, there's a next level. And we might be going to, you know, Rochester this weekend, but next week it might be Las Vegas, and a week after that it might be France or wherever. So they know that it's just not a dead-end program. They know there's something at the end of the rainbow.
Yeah, that's nice. That's really good. Do you have any advice for somebody else who wants to start a business? Not necessarily a boxing club, because who needs more competition, but you know, but like other businesses.
Yeah,
I always, because you're an entrepreneur. I mean, you've got your own business here.
I say jump.
Jump at it. Go for it, right?
I say jump and see if you can fly, you know? If you got wings, you're going to fly.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Is there anything else you'd like people to know about Hitta's Boxing Club?
Yes, we don't just... Hitta's Boxing Club isn't just about the competition, the boxing. If you want to come work out, get in good shape, even for your kids just to be a part of a program, we have about 25 youths that come interact every day. And like I said, most of them have... I've had most of them for, you know, 3 years or 3 years or more. So a lot of the kids that are with the program stick with the program. And they stick with the program because of the results. A lot of them want to be part of some. And in the last year or two, we had about 10 kids ranked in the top five in the USA. 10 kids,
yeah,
from Albany. And how many kids do you know around the world that are ranked in their own city or ranked on their own block? Not many. So you get, you know, 10 kids out of the same gym ranked in the top five in the USA. It's something going on that I feel like the community needs to take notice of, because a lot of other places we're a lot more recognized and known than we are here, because a lot of people aren't in tune with what's going on. You know, we put it out there, but I feel like as these kids get older and they get bigger and revenue starts to be involved, then people will take notice. But sometimes we tend to forget that these small kids will soon become men.
That's for sure. So you're located at 68 Grand Street, Albany, New York, in,
yes,
the old St. Anthony's building, which is now owned by Grand Street Community Arts. Yep, Madison Avenue and Grand Street. And this is Larry Becker doing the Taking Care of Business segment of Radio Free Albany. And I've been talking with Tashawn Golston of the Hitta's Boxing Club. Thank you.